Hello, this is Graham Freer, and I'm standing in a shop in Stoke Road. It's a florist. It has been a florist for years and years and years. I used to know it as the Posy Bowl. It's right opposite the church where I go on a Monday every month for a meeting of the Theatre Goers Club here in Gosport. And I'm going to be talking to them some other time as well. Anyway, I'm with Karen Hemmings. And the reason why we're here, Karen, is not that you have a part of this shop, do you?
Felicity stores some of my stuff in the shop, so I help her with some flowers and when she's on holiday, and then she helps me coming out to jobs doing some wedding fairs for me, so we sort of share a bit of time together.
It's,
really,
it's what mates are about, really, isn't it?
Yes, we didn't know each other before maybe a year and a half ago, and we've just got on really well, and we're passing each other business and just advertising each other, really. It works really
Excellent.
Well.
Now, your business is... I've just come from the sweet shop up the road. And it's a sweet day for me because you're in the chocolate business.
Yes, I run a company called Chocolate Fountain Heaven, and we've been trading from Gosport for 15 years.
Really?
Very long time.
I've seen them at weddings and things. Where
that's right.
The chocolate flows out of the top and you sort of dip a marshmallow in or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. We have sort of three different sizes of fountains, so it depends on how many guests people have. And then we'll go there with the fountain. It's got like a light-up surround with it. You have an operator, all the sort of napkins and plates, and we literally go to the venue, normally used in the evening as part of the dessert option, and then people just have fun. We take loads of photos and always posting on our Facebook pages for them, and we can send them photographs as well.
Sounds tremendous to me.
Yes, yeah, great.
I went to a wedding quite recently over in, where was it, near Winchester, and there was a chocolate fountain there, and I had a couple of them. I thought it would be too sweet for me, but it wasn't. It was really good.
Yeah, it's very good. There's lots of varying types of chocolate. Ours is the highest quality, and the reason for that is people come back again, and they will come back and eat it. If you try a horrible chocolate fountain, there's a massive, big difference in the quality of the chocolate, and we want our clients to come back, so you need to use the best chocolate.
Which is what, Belgian, I suppose?
It's Belgian chocolate, and we actually import ours, so we have a great big palette of chocolate that comes. Normally sort of twice a year, and then we use that for each event, and if we run out we'll ring them in a panic and say help.
Do you have to do that often?
Not very often. We normally gauge it quite well. We probably do around 90 to 120 events a year, so we've sort of got the idea of how much chocolate we need now and how it's going to go. We get a lot of last minute work, which is absolutely great. So
really, can people just think, I know, I'll have a chocolate fountain?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's sort of the last on the list when you're booking your wedding, but when they speak to us, we say, look, dessert, it's a really good and really affordable dessert option. So we sort of try and sell it as that side of it, really. And I've got 18 jobs this month, and we normally get another couple that will come later in the month, and so someone will ring up and say, I need a chocolate fountain for tomorrow, can you do it? And we can. We've got 13 of them, so...
18 this month? I'm very impressed.
18 this month. It's a really busy month.
And I suppose it builds up towards Christmas, does it?
Yeah, we normally have a break sort of November time. We normally have about 5 or 6 maximum November time, and then December is manic. I think last year we were working off 28, so it just depends on how many bookings we get this year.
You couldn't really handle many more, could you?
I have quite a lot of staff that work for me casually, and they come to mine and they do it. A lot of family members work for me. Fliss helps me out. Fliss's mum helps me out, so... It's really good. I have 7 next month on the one day, and that's a challenge, but hey, I like doing that. It's great fun.
Now, Fliss is Felicity, who owns this flower shop.
Yeah, she runs Flowers by Felicity.
You're not part of this company, then?
No, I literally have some of my stuff in here, like I've got a cheese cart in here at the moment, and then Fliss obviously does the flowers, but I recommend her and she recommends me.
A cheese cart?
A cheese cart, yeah. So again, a dessert option. We have like 6 varieties of cheeses, chutneys, pickles, bread, biscuits.
Yum.
Good. Goes great with them, chocolate.
So when you say you've been in business for 15 years, when did you first have this idea, and was it difficult to set up?
No, not really. I wasn't feeling very well. I had a I had a stomach problem and I was really poorly, and I just thought, right, I want to do something for me. I want to actually go out and work full time for myself rather than sort of just looking after the kids and just being mum. So I just researched things that I liked, and I like chocolate. I love sweets. So I just sort of researched that kind of thing, and it came from there, really.
Wow. Didn't take much persuasion then.
No, not much. As soon as I saw the amount of chocolate that was involved, that was it, really.
Chocolate and you're there.
Yeah, that's me.
So setting the business up, how difficult was that in the first place?
I went to lots of different places and got lots of advice. We actually sourced our fountains in America. We were the first people to bring fountains into the UK.
Really?
Yeah, so we went over there on holiday. There was a chocolate fountain at the event we were going to. It was horrible. The chocolate was horrible. But the idea, I just thought that would be great. And yeah. Then we brought it back and we sort of travelled the whole of the UK when we first started.
It was a bingo moment, wasn't it?
It was. It was a, oh, look, that's chocolate. I would really like to do that. So just that kind of thing, really.
And now 15 years on, no regrets?
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. You're at weddings or parties. Everyone's happy. Everyone's friendly. It's great fun. I really enjoy it.
Food is good for making people happy.
I think so. Yeah, we've never had anyone complain about the chocolate or the food or anything that we do, really. So,
but as you say,
you've
got to be so careful, haven't you, to get the right chocolate. Mm. You could try and cut corners, I suppose, to make a few more pennies.
Yeah, my accountant has tried to say that to me. Why don't you offer a cheaper virgin and an expensive virgin?
That's what accountants do.
Yeah, no. I want people at that event to book me for their wedding, and they do by the taste of our chocolate, so that goes without saying, really.
How do you promote yourself? Well, sounds like you don't need to, actually.
I think it's getting to that stage where actually we don't need to. We're getting a lot of word of mouth. We do attend a few wedding fairs in the year, so they sort of come through, maybe 200 to 400 people come through the door on that day, and sometimes we'll get, you know, 2 or 3 bookings, and sometimes we won't get any, but people have seen us, and it's just about getting around and getting people to see us. But most of ours comes from word of mouth, or people have used us. You know, my daughter got married 4 years ago, you did it, and luckily enough we're still around to be able to do the next wedding that's coming through as well.
I guess you must be doing something right.
It's been a long time working and building it up and building a relationship with other companies and other caterers and people like that help you out as well. But I think we're getting there.
So you may be rivals, but you're still quite friendly with the other people.
Yeah, there's another local chocolate fountain company in Gosport. I recommend him, he recommends me. If he's booked, that's how it works. That's the best way to do it.
And how much would it cost someone, not that I'm suggesting anyone should get into competition with you, God forbid, but if someone was to, you know, fancy doing it, what would they need to start with, money-wise?
Money-wise, I would say we started with £20,000.
Wow.
So,
okay.
So quite a lot of money to start it up, but we wanted to be around for a long time and we wanted to actually make it a full time.
You've used the word we a few times. Who's the other we, part of the we?
I always say we. It's just that...
it's a corporate we.
Yeah, staff, and my husband was helping in the beginning. My son used to help in the beginning. My younger son works for me now. He's fantastic. So I always say we. I don't like the word me, I.
No. Just you leave that to sort of show off, like me.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a show off, but I love what I do and I'm good at it.
Now that's what I like to hear. Ooh, well done, you.
Makes me embarrassed.
You're cringing as you speak. Don't. You're a success. Enjoy it.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen Hemmings, very much.
Thank you.